Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
So much bad news at the moment. What was the story of an 81-year-old bashing a 68-year-old with a pétanque ball? Harboring some ancient grudge, I imagine. What is it with people? I turned my back for 24 hours to attend to domestic matters, and the next thing I know is we've lost our Prime Minister in the UK, in the face of a Catholic pretender. Things, they are changing. At least our King celebrated the trooping of the colour, and oohed and aahed at the flypast. Unlike fireworks, which have become too big and too long and too everywhere to be exciting anymore, the flypast is exciting, because it reminds us of what the magnificent men, and it was largely men then, did in their flying machines for our benefit. I'm also excited to see Serena Williams at 44, same age as Prince William, has come back to tennis. She clearly doesn't need the money, it's the joy of it. Wimbledon starts next Monday. This week in the Gers we celebrate St. John, with a string of events including a concert at Vic Fezensac in the Église de Saint-Pierre on the 27th, and then the same programme on the Sunday at Blazières. They both start at 6, and it's the Ensemble Castel à Cœur, bringing us Monteverdi, or the birth of the Baroque, madrigals, extracts from the crowning of Poppea, canzonette, sacred music. On the cello, our very busy Susan Edward, who never stops, with violins, Lila Pape and Paul Milou. Thibaut Baquet on piano, conducted by Muriel Salé. But if convivial eating is more your bag, then there's a repas at Urdan in the Salle de Fête starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday. The main course is Trio de Brochette, chicken, pork and duck, but you do need to reserve your place, and you need to do it today. 0640147677, and that's €20 ahead. Also, there's a strong Spanish flavour and sangria paella at Castelnau d'Arbieu at €16, but not to be outdone. At Castel Arruy, they're having a two-day fête with Viva España on the Saturday. It's paella at 8 o'clock, and then there's dancing it off for the rest of the night. To reserve your meal, call 068-290-9690. Sunday starts with a healthy walk, as we all like to go wandering with our knapsacks on our backs, don't we? And that's followed by a vide grenier. I wish I could be there, because I have a shedload of stuff to offer to passing browsers. And then, unusually, there's a demonstration of Japanese samurai sword fighting, which is based on concentration and respect. And that's followed by more food and drink, lucky people. That's followed by food and drink for those who can stay the course. On Sunday, and mince, as they say, I'm missing not another vide grenier, but two. At Mas d'Auvignon on Sunday from 8 to 5, and then back to Castel Arruy for a full day of viding. This one is being held in aid of cancer research. Price to display your wares is €2 per meter, which is about average. And you will need to book by ringing 0609-326467. I'll be organising my own Hicksville Vide La Grange sometime later in the year. Moving house is everything they tell you it's going to be. I have 4 wigs. What am I going to do with 4 wigs? Now, if you are in London, you can see some of David Hockney's works at the Serpentine Gallery. It's called A Year in Normandy and is the most famous of his recent works, which fittingly was inspired by the Bayeux tapestry, which is on its way to London. Interestingly, displayed horizontally rather than vertically. The exhibition at the Serpentine has Hockney talking about the art of looking and seeing beauty in the everyday. There's also, of course, the Hockney stained glass window. Other than that, this Thursday sees the opening of the Frida Kahlo exhibition at Tate Modern. That feisty Mexican woman with a mono bra who embraced life with lust, courage and vigour. An artistic suffragette. So lots to think about.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you next time.
www.dfm930.com